The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the program. I'm Ricky Scapparo, the founder of the voice of End Time Headlines, and today is Thursday, January 20th, and it is approximately 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And I want to welcome all of our audience today, whether you're watching on Facebook or you're watching on Rumble or YouTube or wherever you may be watching. I've got a special message, guys, that I want to get across to you guys. I want to give you an update on the Russia and Ukraine crisis. Before we get heavily into that, I do have a couple announcements I want to make to you real quick. Number one is YouTube has blocked several of our videos now, and that's why we want to implore you, if you've not yet subscribed to our Rumble channel. Rumble is an alternative YouTube. It's available. It's free. And we do have a channel there. If you go to the Rumble channel, if you go to their app or if you go to their website, just go to, there's two sections up there. Make sure you search under channels and type in End Time Headlines. You're going to find our channel. Please subscribe to it. So in the event that you try to watch this on YouTube, either on straight from their platform or from our app, and it's blocked, then you'll know to go to Rumble and you'll be able to watch it there. We're working on this on our end. Hopefully, in the next 3 months, we're going to have a set-alone platform, video platform, where you can find all of our archive messages right there. But into the meantime, this is our workaround on this. So we hope that you can bear with us. So let's get after this thing, guys. Again, we want to give you an update on the Ukraine and Russia crisis. A lot has taken place over the last 24 hours. This is a direct a screenshot of the Drudge Report. It says Putin war games and NATO alert. We know that according to reports, Russia has advanced more troops towards Ukraine. And the White House believes in an invasion could be, quote, imminent. According to a report, this was on Tuesday, from the Associated Press, they revealed that Russia is sending in an unspecified number of troops from the country's far east to Belarus for major war games, and a deployment that will further beef up Russian military presence near Ukraine amid Western fears of a planned invasion. In fact, we know that yesterday Biden gave a speech, a press release there, where he addressed the nation concerning this Russian-Ukraine crisis.
The answer is that I think he still does not want any full-blown war, number one. Number two, do I think he'll test the West, test the United States and NATO as significantly as he can? Yes, I think he will. But I think he'll pay a serious and dear price for it that he doesn't think now will cost him what it's going to cost him. And I think he'll regret having done it. My guess is he will move in. He has to do something.
And of course, we're getting a lot of reports in. I want to share with you, this was posted yesterday, or actually, I believe this was on Tuesday, from Perry Stone Ministries. Again, this was made public, so we feel like that we could share this because it was put on a public platform. This was from Perry Stone Ministries on his Facebook page, or the ministry's Facebook page. Quote, very serious request. We received an urgent prayer request from a mother whose son is in the military that he's being told to be prepared to deploy at any time. And he said, he went on to say, quote, this is due to Russia's possible threats and troop movements involving Ukraine. Now, it's interesting that shortly after he posted this, we did get it. We found a report from Insider that said that, quote, Moscow claims everything is normal after a report circulated that Russia has been quietly emptying out its diplomatic outpost in Ukraine. Another report said that, quote, again, Biden predicts that Russia will invade Ukraine. And again, that this is a very dire and imminent situation that's taking place. Now, I want to give you We did have a report that came from, now this is from Amir Testafari. This comes from his Telegram page. Now, if you don't know who that is, he's very, he's what I consider a watchman in the Middle East. He deals heavily with a lot of, he gives you a lot of information that's coming out with Israel, with Iran, with all those countries out in the Middle East. And many times he'll relay information before it makes mainstream media. So I want to give you something he posted on his Telegram page this morning. And let me share that with you. Quote, reports of a number of Russian amphibious warships, three of which left the Baltic Sea region on Tuesday, and another three ships departed the day before. Quote, reports say that they have begun to enter the English Channel. Now, again, these are unconfirmed reports. Again, no other, as of yet, I'm not saying that we won't, as of this report, as of 1:40 p.m. Eastern on Thursday, January 20th, we have not confirmed this from any other outlets, but there seems to be movement from Russia. Estimates, quote, estimates say that they will enter the Black Sea to the border region of Ukraine. Reports confirm that all six Russian Navy warships began their passage through the English Channel and then they would enter the Atlantic Ocean. Included in these vessels is the amphibious warships of Project 775, as well as Projects 11711 and other. Again, there's multiple amphibious warships on the move in Russia. Again, this is from Amir Testafari. Now, so we've got all this going on, guys. There is movement. There is rumors of war. There is chatter. There is circulation going on. There's troop movement. There's warship movement. There's amphibious movement going on. So all this is happening. And when I was looking at these reports, looking over this and meditating on this, I couldn't help but to remember there was two individuals that I know of. And then I'm going to share with you my own personal dream that I had back in 2015. There was a vision that was given in 1986 where he had an invasion of America, in which he said that this would be the total destruction of America by the hands of the Russians and the Chinese.
I was standing and looking out over the Isle of Anglesey in Carnarvon, Northern Wales, standing on the Eagle Tower on the Carnarvon Castle. This is the Carnarvon Castle is where Prince Charles was coronated as Prince of Wales. That's a significant expression and reason I believe that God put me there. There's a lot that can be put into that. But that isn't my particular expertise. We'll leave that with those who feel they have other information on it. However, as I stood there looking out over the Isle of Anglesey from the Eagle Tower, it's the tallest tower of the Carnarvon Castle, all of a sudden, looking out across toward over the Irish Sea, the tip of the Irish Sea into the North Sea, I was caught up into the heavens and looking down on the earth like a globe. And as I looked down on the earth like a globe, I saw a massive military movement coming out of an area up by the Arctic. And I couldn't figure out what this was, what was going on, why a military, Navy, and Air Force, why it would be going out between the United States and Europe up above Finland, going out through the Icelandic Gap and heading down between the United States and Europe and making a curl all the way around the Horn of Africa towards the Persian Gulf. Now that's significant. When all of a sudden I was alarmed because of that, you would have been too. I looked over toward the United States and I saw something I'd never seen in my life. I had never even preconceived the thought of it. I had always thought that the United States was wiser and more powerful than to allow Russian subs to be parked right almost on our beaches, per se. What I mean by that is you could see the submarines down under the water, but there were areas that the sand still had drifted on down from the beaches into the depths, and the submarines were sitting there aimed at America. I saw them sprinkled all the way across the East Coast. When I saw that, my family at that time lived in Portland, Oregon. I was alarmed, of course, and I wanted to look over toward Portland to see what was going on. And as I looked across the continent of the United States of this globe, I saw the submarines from way up by Washington, the top of Washington, all the way down around towards San Diego, poised in the same way all the way along our coast in the north from the Pacific side. Then something else caught my attention. I began to see radio towers going up all across the nation. And these radio towers, as they went up, the dotted lines began going out as though they were transmitting. And then there was an alarm went off in me. They're sounding the alarm. We're going to be under attack. The siege is laid. When all of a sudden I was watching these radio dots going out like the transmitting of a warning, and instead of the people being warned, they sprinkled to the ground like dust. And an alarm went off in me, and I cried out in the heavens, and I said, "Oh God, they won't even know what hit them." And at that time, all of a sudden, I looked down on the eastern seaboard at the submarine, was drawn to that one right off from New York City, and I saw the missile come right out of that submarine and go right up and come right over the city of New York, and the entire city disappeared. Then I looked down, on down toward Florida, and down there, I could see another explosion take place. I looked across because of my family being in the Pacific Northwest. I looked across. Another explosion took place up by Seattle, Bellevue. And then another one down by San Francisco. And another one down toward Los Angeles. And another one toward San Diego. And there I stood in shock as I was watching these explosions take place and these cities literally disappearing from off the face of the earth. The next instant, I was standing back down on the Eagle Tower, and I found myself looking down in the village. There was no alarm going off. The cars were going the normal speed. People were walking. I looked out over the bay where there were some British ships, warships, and I watched them and studied them for a few seconds. There was no alarm there. And I found myself saying this, "Oh God, if this has not happened, what will be the sign of it and of its time?" And God spoke to my spirit, and these were the words He said. December the 14th, 1986, before Glasnost, Perestroika, the Berlin Wall was still up. The Cold War was still in full bore run. We supposedly were still on alert. The words were spoken to me, "When Russia opens her gates and lets the masses go, the free world will occupy themselves with transporting, housing, and caring for the masses. We'll begin letting their weapons down, crying peace and safety, and that's when it will happen." Now, the question I submit to you is this: where are we on that scenario? Where are we in that prophetic timetable? Is that vision being fulfilled before our eyes?
Now, I'm not saying, again, whenever we talk about dreams or visions, you get a lot of people that are skeptical. You get people that say it's not of God. God doesn't speak today through dreams. He doesn't speak through visions. And I'm not saying, and again, guys, I'm not saying that everything that this man is saying is going to happen. I am just, I'm relaying the information out there to you so that we can inform you and that we can pray about this. Okay? In the third vision, this man said he was taken into heaven. He was looking down on the earth, and he looked down at what he described as a map, and he saw a massive military movement from Russia coming down from the Icelandic waters from the north. The Russian army came down the Atlantic Ocean to attack America by sea. Russian submarines parked along the coastlines of America and nuclear warheads attacked a completely destroyed New York City and other cities in the nation. So he's saying here that there, it seems to be there was a sequence of attacks, not just one, but multiple attacks from Russia. And again, what he said was the collaboration of China. Now, what's interesting here is there was another man by the name of Dmitry Dudeman.
And here's a man that was tortured, Brother Dmitry Dudeman, in Romanian prisons before Ceausescu was killed and that Iron Curtain fell. Here's a man that was being tortured for the cause of Christ and smuggling Bibles into Russia and into Romania and Albania and other places over there in Europe. And as he was tortured, beaten with clubs like a caveman's club with spikes driven through him, and his fingers slammed into a door, and where they stuck out on the other side, they'd stick reeds under his fingernails. And a man that was had electric probes put in his ears and all over his head and a hood, and he was sitting in an electric chair. And he was electrocuted to the point that he had passed out and fallen his face in a pool of blood. And he did that twice, and God delivered him. And he told me at the dinner table last Sunday, he said, not long after that, I had to get dentures because I woke up one night and electricity had so shocked my system till it killed the roots of my teeth, and all my teeth fell out over a 2 or 3 night period. And I'd wake up in the middle of the night spitting my teeth out. Now, when a man goes through something like that, my brother, when a man goes through that kind of torture, you can't tell me that God, if God has his hand on that man, you can't tell me that God's not going to send ministering spirits to minister to him.
It is documented that this man said he claimed to have an encounter with an angel of the Lord. And in this encounter, this man claims that this angel, now this is heavy, guys, it's not a vision, but this guy claims he actually had an angelic visitation where this angel spoke to him and revealed to him that one day America would be destroyed by Russia. And it would come through the sea and air by nuclear weapons. And I'm not going to read, again, you can, guys can go research this for sake of time. I don't want to read every single detail of this man's dreams, but you can, guys can go and search that out for yourself. But I find it intriguing. Now, I'll tell you, another individual was by the name of William Branham. This man had a sequence of seven visions. I believe it was in the 1930s, in which he saw a sequence of visions.
I speak this in the name of the Lord. The president, which now is President Franklin D. Roosevelt, I remember this is 28 years ago, will cause the whole world to go to war. And the new dictator of Italy, Mussolini, shall make his first invasion towards Ethiopia, and he will take Ethiopia, but that'll be his last. He shall come to his end. We will be in war with Germany. Watch Russia. Now that's communism, Nazism, and fascism. Watch Russia. But that is not the main one to watch. It shall also has been an evil thing done in this country. They have permitted women to vote. This is a woman's nation. And she will pollute this nation as Eve did Eden. Now you see why I'm hammering the way I do? I got, thus saith the Lord. In her voting, she will elect the wrong person. The Americans will take a great beating at a place that Germany will build, which will be a great wall built of concrete. Imagine all lying, 11 years before it was ever built. But finally, they will be victors. Then when these women help elect the wrong person, Then I seen a great woman rise up in the United States, well-dressed and beautiful, but cruel in heart. She will either guide or lead this nation to ruination. I got in parentheses, perhaps Catholic Church. Also, science will progress, especially in the mechanical world. Automobiles will continue to get like egg shape. Finally, they will build one that won't need a steering wheel. They've got it now. It will be controlled by some other power. Then I seen the United States as one smoldering, burnt over place. It will be near the end.
Now, I want to show you, this is where I want to leave off, and then we're going to pray about this. It's not going to be a long segment today. We want to give you a quick update. We wanted to inform you what's going on and what's taking place right now and what we need to be praying about. But even myself, in 2015, in fact, it was Thursday, August 20th, in 2015, and this is out here, this is on our YouTube channel. So this is documented, it's out there, it's in circulation. So we announced this back when it took place in 2015. I wanted to get it out there so that it would be documented. But on August 20th, 2015, the Lord gave me a very detailed dream. And I remember I woke up very early in the morning on that Thursday morning of August 20th. In the dream, I got up and I turned on the television. And when I turned on the television, there was a newscaster there. And he was announcing that America had apparently been, they were under an invasion from a foreign nation. The newscaster, when I was looking at this in my dream, the newscaster said, "Ladies and gentlemen, extraordinary events are taking place." And he said, "We are witnessing a full-scale invasion." And I remember here's what stunned me. The newscaster actually looked in the camera and he said, if there was ever a time to pray, it's now. And while he was saying this behind him, it was like a live shot of, and I saw this, I saw what looked like it was in full scale invasion from land and sea, or from air and sea. And there was bombers, there was warships, and there was submarines in this dream. I saw them moving in. Now, here's what's ironic. Two things I want to tell you. One is when it was taking place, they were coming from three locations, three of four. And I wrote this down because I want to make sure, because it's been a while since I've had this dream. So I had to go back this morning. This is what happens when you get older. I had to go back and watch my own video of when I shared this dream, so I make sure I got all the details right. In the dream, the invasion was taking place from the west, from the east, and from the north. There was nothing happening coming up from the southern border, but it was happening from the north, from the west, and from the east. And again, it was by air and by sea. Here's the last thing I want to tell you about this dream. Don't ask me how, but in the dream, I had the capability, or I was able to zoom in and see on these aircraft and on these warships, and I saw the Russian flag. Now, in my dream, I did not see Chinese involved. I did not see China anywhere, but I did see Russia. Again, in the dream in 2015, I saw a full-scale Russian invasion happening in America by land and sea. And they were coming from the west, from the east, and from the north. And again, I documented all this in a video documentation. And we got that on YouTube. We put it in blog form. We post this. It's all over the place. And I believe other outlets ran with it and they shared that information as well. So here's what I'm trying to tell you. Our own president is saying that he feels like a Russian invasion into Ukraine is imminent, that there will be a conflict and it's imminent. Guys, this is a situation that we most definitely need to be in prayer about. So I want to end this broadcast by, I want you to come into agreement with me today that we're going to pray about this situation. I'll lead us. I just want you to agree with me and we're going to pray. We're going to pray for our president, whether you like him or you don't. Pray for our leadership, whether you like them or not. And we're going to pray for this situation because this is a very volatile, dangerous situation. One wrong move, guys, and we can be in full-scale World War III. Now, whether or not all these other things that these other men said that they saw will come to pass, we can only pray about that. We can only intercede about that. We can only believe that God will have mercy upon us. We know that eventually prophecy has to be fulfilled. But listen, I know that tribulation's coming. I know that Armageddon's coming. I know that the Antichrist is going to rise to power. But guys, that doesn't mean I want it to happen today. That doesn't mean I want it to happen tomorrow. I do want to, I pray that we have more time with our families. We have more time to see our children grow up and spend more time with them. But Lord, the Lord's will be done. But we as a body have a responsibility, and that's to pray for this situation. So let's pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up this volatile, dangerous situation to you. Lord, I pray right now that you would give our leaders wisdom. Lord, from Joe Biden to Kamala Harris, to all the way down to the Defense Department, to the Secretary of State, to all those that are involved in the decision-making of a situation like this, we pray for wisdom. We pray for their protection. We pray for their guidance. We pray that they would lead our country into a place of peace and not war. We pray that they would use wisdom, that they would use understanding, that they would use knowledge and discretion. Lord, I pray that God, I pray for Putin. I pray for the president of Ukraine. I pray for this situation. I pray that this would be diffused and that it would not be a powder keg that would explode and result in the destruction of many, the death of many, the bloodshed of many. God, no one in their right mind wants this. Nobody in their right mind wants war. Father, you said that we are to pray for our leadership and for those in authority so we may live peaceable lives. Now, Lord, we know that prophecy is advancing. We know that the time of the end is at hand. We know that if we eventually, that these things that we've read about and that we've talked about and discussed about and we've known for thousands of years, it has been foretold by the prophets. We know that eventually they have to come to pass. But I pray that if the time is now, that we are to enter into the more stronger birth pangs and the stronger development of the progression of going into this thing till we enter into the tribulation. If we have now entered that threshold, if we've now entered into that point of this, I pray that you would give us wisdom, that you would give us the strength to endure. For you said that he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Lord, may we be prayed up. May we be ready. May we be right with God. May our families be right with you, God. And may we warn others of the times and the seasons in which we're in. And right now, listen, it would be a great injustice if I close this broadcast on this topic and the nature of what we're talking about, if we did not give you the opportunity, whoever you are watching or listening to this today, if you're not right with God, we want to give you the opportunity to repent where you're at, to confess your sins where you're at, and to put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that if you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and put your faith and trust in Him, then you shall be saved and born again. Therefore, no matter what tomorrow holds, you will have peace that surpasses all understanding because you're found in Him. Come on, amen. So we pray that for you today. We pray that you make the right decision today and not put that off. Make the greatest decision you could ever make and get right with God. Get your hearts, come on, cleansed and washed in the blood of Jesus by putting your faith and trust in Him and asking Him to come and live on the inside of you through the Holy Spirit. Find you a Bible, find you a Spirit-filled, Bible-believing, doctrinally sound church to be plugged into and a part of, that you can grow in the fellowship of each other. If you don't have that capability or if that's not possible, we welcome you to our home church. We welcome you to our family, our gathering here on Facebook and on YouTube and on Rumble and all these social media outlets where you can join with other like-minded brothers and sisters who are going to help one another grow in faith and grow in discernment and your foundation with God. Guys, we want to give you, again, some quick information before we sign off on today's broadcast. Again, if you've not yet subscribed to our main website, please make sure that you do that. Go to endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, hit yes or hit subscribe, get our daily digest in your inbox. Go to our app. It's on the page. You can click on a free app, click on that, or there's going to be a picture just like you're seeing on your screen right here. Click on that. It's going to take you to a page where you can go to either the Apple store or the Android store, and you can download your free app today. If you're listening today, just simply go to the Android store or your Apple store, type in End Time Headlines, look for our official ETH logo, download that free app, get it into your hands today. Push yes to push notifications so that you can be notified of all of our latest news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, as well as the capability to watch and listen to our free podcast. Again, I want to remind you, if you've not subscribed to our Rumble channel, go to Rumble under the search bar, under channels, type in End Time Headlines. You're going to find us there. Subscribe to us, because a lot of these YouTube has censored, banned, and removed many of our videos. So we want to be able to give you the opportunity to be able to see those. If you've not yet prayed about becoming a monthly partner, you can do that. Again, all of our messages are free. Our subscription base is free. Our podcasts are free. Everything is free for you guys. All we ask is that if this ministry is a blessing to you, it encourages you, it informs you, it equips you. We pray that you would pray about becoming a monthly partner. You can do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app, or you can give through the old school method of check or money order. If you wish to give electronically, again, go to the app. All the way on the bottom, click donate, or you can go to the main website and you could donate there. If you wish to give by check or money order, you can simply do that by making it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. That's Monroe, Georgia 30655. As always, guys, we want to thank you and we appreciate you for taking the time today to come out and or come on and listen to this broadcast today. We're going to sign off for today. God bless you guys. We will see you guys on tomorrow, which is Friday, to close out this week of podcasts. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.